Adrian Bartos and Bobito Garcia are the world-famous radio and club DJ duo known as Stretch.
1, 2, 3, and the place to be.
And Bobito.
1, 2, 1, 2, ooh-wee!
They have produced their debut album out today called No Request.
I think there's something cheeky in some DJs doing a debut album, of all things, called No Request. Who do you think you are, Mr. DJ?
Subliminal messages to our dance floor.
No Request is full of songs from their past made new. Stretch and Bobito formed their own band of world-class musicians, dubbed them the M19s, and together redesigned every track.
As producers, we gave them the green light to improv or, you know, to share their ideas, or we gave them direction like, hey, okay, let's infuse this record with a different rhythm, or all these little sort of nuances that just allow the listener to enjoy the music because it's familiar in terms of the lyrics or the composition, but really, I feel like each song is like a new song.
Well, I want to play an original and your version of it that gives people a sense of what you're talking about. And because I am Jamaican, we're going to start with a song by the Maytals Festival.
Oh!
Right? Bam Bam. Made famous, of course, by Sister Nancy. One of the most sampled reggae songs probably of all time, which is why I want to play it, right? Because, like, I think as DJs, you at some point play this, right? This is also going to give us some summertime vibes in the winter.
That's a song that has a really strong DNA going back to the 60s and reinterpreted, sampled, covered countless times.
Right. Still used today. Never trouble no one. Now, woo! I want to talk about your version.
You got me in a good mood right now.
I know, right? I know. So here we go. One of the things I noticed is that we're still in the islands, but maybe a different island.
We maybe island hopped
a bit.
So I chose that record. And in our version, we take it back to, I think, one of the earlier Maytals recordings where the record goes left severely and gets on the airplane and flies to another island.
Well, I mean, you know, the name of the band is the M19s, which was a crosstown bus in Manhattan that connected the Upper East Side to the Upper West Side. Stretch grew up on 96th Street. I grew up on 97th Street. And so, I mean, in this time of borders, and we want to, like, build bridges, you know, so that Afro-Cuban and Afro-Boricua aficionados and dancers could enjoy a Jamaican record in the same way that they might enjoy one of their own.
All right, I want to talk about another song then, because in this one, you actually rewrite some of the lyrics a little bit, which is another approach. The song is called The Mexican. It was released in 1972 by the British band Babe Ruth. Chico Fernandez. First, tell me who first heard this song. Who was the person who was like, we need this?
Well, I'll take that, because in 1973, my sister was into early disco, and she brought home an album called Babe Ruth and a song, The Mexican. She shared it with me, and, you know, I'm 7 years old, and I was struck by it sonically at such a tender age when I really didn't understand anything.
This was a record that was championed by
the Pillar DJs, the burgeoning movement of hip-hop in the 70s.
I mean, that record has been sampled countless times by hip-hop producers, and it just resonates.
Sure.
It's a beautiful record.
I want to play a little bit of your version. First of all, the audacity of the two of you. Tell me about the lyrics you changed and why.
Well, in researching the original Babe Ruth, I discovered that the lyrics were written in protest of the John Wayne film's
The Alamo.
Depiction of the Alamo in the Mexican-American War. I danced to that record how many times and had no clue that there was this statement being made. And I just felt that we could rewrite the lyrics somewhat so that they echoed current events. So I changed one of the lyrics to "Wall So High From Outside Makes It Hard to Dream." Having Mireya Ramos, who's a Latin Grammy Award winning singer with the all-woman mariachi band Flores de Tolache. You know, these are just like subtle ways to bridge it to the present.
In what ways was this flexing a new set of muscles as producers and creators?
Well, I'm really aware of the fact that covering the songs we covered takes a lot of gall. One could argue that none of these songs needs to be touched because they're almost perfect to begin with.
Right.
So with that in mind, knowing that we could potentially be putting a target on our backs by touching these Holy Grail records, we really wanted to approach them from a place of respect and try to turn them into something that was really ours.
I mean, our friends who DJ, they're posting videos of the dance floors. And people are going nuts, and it's crazy to us. You know, that's what we've done for artists for the last 30 years, and now we're the artist.
Oh,
you know, it's
so
like
sweet.
Yeah. No, I was giddy. Anthony Valadez on KCRW in LA was the first to play it on the radio, and in each case, I was literally like, I couldn't believe it. Like, somebody played our record. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know.
You're on the other end now. Yeah, I'm on the radio.
It's a trip.
Well, listen, really, for the final flex, we are going to play Que Se Sepa. And I know you don't like to hear your music like this, Babito, but I hear you are singing background vocals. So, yeah, we're going to do this. Your final flex. We're going out on this song.
You know, he did that on one of the days when I wasn't in the studio.
Babito Garcia and Adrian Bartos, a.k.a. DJ Stretch Armstrong. Their debut album is called No Requests. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This is like, talking to you about our album is similar to like Anthony Valdez playing it on KCRW. I cannot believe that we're talking to you.
I think you crazy kids have a shot.
So.